Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, 2-3. This is a direct continuation of the previous Mishnah. We continue to list different malachas, activities that you're doing in your field that would be forbidden in the seventh year, but are permitted throughout the entire sixth year, because they're only prohibited in the seventh year, Midr Rabbanan, and the rabbis didn't extend that prohibition back to the sixth year. The first item on the list here in Mishnah Gimel is Misaklin. Now, to be Misakel, like the word skila, is to cover with stones, pelt with stones. So Misaklin, one might think, means to put stones into his field. However, Misaklin in Hebrew, as so many words in Hebrew are, is what's called in English a contronym. Contronym is a word that means two different opposite things, and that's the case with Misaklin. It means both to put rocks down and remove rocks from. We're talking about removing rocks from one's field. English has other contronyms too. Like, for example, in English, you could say the word dust. So the word dust could mean to remove the small bits and small particles from the surface. You dust the table. But it also could mean to apply small bits and particles. Like, for example, you dust the sugar onto the cake. So the same kind of thing is going on here in Hebrew. Misaklin means to remove the stones from a field. Ad Rosh Hashanah, until the Rosh Hashanah comes in of the seventh year. And also, Mekarsimin, Mizardin, and Mefaslin Ad Rosh Hashanah. One can do all these three pruning type activities on the sixth year to trees. Perhaps, and this is the simplest explanation, we'll not all agree to it, but we'll simply say that the prohibition from the Torah on the seventh year is Zemira. It's pruning, and it's so specific, it refers specifically to pruning of grapevines, but not pruning of other kinds of trees. And this kind of pruning would be derabanan, because other kinds of pruning, other kinds of trees. Not all agree to that pshat, but just let's stick to that for now, because it makes the point. What are these three different activities? So according to the Bar Tanura, Makarsimin is essentially the same thing as pruning. That is to say, you are removing extra branches that have dried out on the tree. So it's pruning to remove the sort of dead branches. Mizardin is removing excess branches that are still moist, that haven't dried out. Another kind of pruning, if you will. And mefaslin, from the word, like psolet, is waste. So mefaslin is to remove other kinds of debris that's growing on in around the tree, maybe removed throughout the sixth year until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shua Omer, kezeruda u chifeslua, Shel Chamishas, Kach Shel Shishas. Rabbi Yeshua says something that's quite ambiguous, and it can have two interpretations. It literally, the words mean, as you, I'll translate loosely, as you prune, etc., of the fifth year, so to the sixth year. So the way the Bar Tanur learns it, this is actually a kula, that Rabbi Yeshua is being lenient, and is saying the same way, let's say dead branches, for argument's sake, that grew in the fifth year, you remove them in this. They grew in the fifth year, but you remove them in the beginning of the sixth year. So too, branches that were excess that grew in the sixth year, you could remove even in the seventh year in Shvius. Don't forget that the branches themselves don't have Kedusha Shvius. They don't have the sanctity of Shemitah fruit, because they're not fruit, they're just branches. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, to cut them away, if it's still the part of the season where one does prune, it doesn't look strange. So just for argument's sake, if at the end of this, you know, one would normally prune his trees so that to stimulate future growth in the springtime when the fruits are growing on the trees. So you might prune, let's say, for argument's sake, if the last chance people would normally prune is, let's say, Hanukkah time, even though, so then what happens is last year's growth, you prune up to Hanukkah of this year. So if that's the case, so Rabbi Yeshua is saying the excess branches and psolas that got ruining the trees in the sixth year until Hanukkah of the seventh year, since that's, let's hypothetically say, the normal time when one, up to when one removes that stuff, so one may remove it up to Hanukkah even on the seventh year. That's a kula, according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's how the Bar Tanur learns. According to the Rambam, in the Perush Mishnayos, actually Rabbi Yeshua is going lechumra, and he's saying, since, for argument's sake, one finishes the pruning by Hanukkah, let's say, so then the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos understands that Rabbi Yeshua is going lechumra and saying, you only can do the pruning and removing of the debris, etc., in the sixth year, up until the normal time when one finishes that job, which, let's say, hypothetically, is Hanukkah time, way early in the year. But beyond that, it looks suspicious, like you're doing prep for the seventh year, and would be forbidden. So it's a chumrah, according to the Rambam, and fine, that's a Rishu Shita. And there's a third Shita, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Zman Shani Rishai Bavoda Sa'ilan, Rishai Ani Bepisulo. Rabbi Shimon says, he's also in a stringency. Rabbi Shimon saying the same way one can't, after Atzeres Shavuos, do plowing around the trees, so too, he says, one can't do pruning, etc., in the sixth year after Atzeres, after the Shavuos holiday. But the halacha is like the Tana Kama, which is that one may do all these activities throughout the entire sixth year up to Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah year.